Hi. Hi, this is Adam with RealHomeRecording.com. And on this video, I'm going to be showing you the Waves Hybrid Equalizer on the snare drum. So without further ado, let's get started. I want to just basically show you that, at least in my humble opinion, a snare drum without a bottom mic does not sound like a snare drum. Right now, both of these equalizers are flat, just to show you. And I always had the Free G plugin on, just in case I want to lower the level, which in this case I did, because as you can see, I was clipping with both these mics combined. But I want to show you just a little tip. Okay, so right now, sounds a little, at least to me, sounds phasey. It doesn't sound like a snare drum. Just check it out. So, this is your phase control. And when you have any instrument mic'd with more than just one mic, you want to make sure that you check your phase. And just all that means is you're checking to see in which combination all your microphones have more low end. Obviously with these two, it's going to be slightly out of phase because of, I can actually show you that right here. See, it's actually out of sync. So when you flip your phase, these two, which see how that's going up? It'll be flipped down, that wave. So just think, if you throw two rocks in the water at the same time, and when the ripples hit each other, they collide and they stop, and they, basically that means they cancel each other out. And with audio, you're doing the same thing. And it's more noticeable in the low range, but it's also affecting your other frequencies as well. And this just gives me a fuller sound. So now we got that taken care of. I'm gonna solo these. See, it doesn't sound like a snare drum. You know, when you hear a snare drum on a record, that's not what it sounds like. But for what it is, it is. Alright, so just see what this does. So we got something going on right here. See, if I only had this microphone, I would probably do that, because there's just too much low end. I don't like having too much muddiness in my snare drum, so that doesn't affect the bass guitar and the kick drum. Alright. But since we do have the snare bottom mic, I actually would probably keep that flat, because those snares add some nice high end. And the good thing about double mic and a snare drum is that your high end, to get more high end in your snare, you just adjust the volume of your bottom mic. Moving on, so we're back to the top microphone. I add some high end, but I'm getting more hi-hat bleeding into the mic when you do this, but it does give a little bit more snappiness to the snare sound. Earlier I was messing with the low pass filter just to see what that sounded like. Usually I use the digital ones if I'm cutting, at least with this plugin. So you're just cutting out a little bit of that high end. I don't want bleeding into the mic. All right, so it looks like our point is about, this might be it. Get a little bit right here and where the red is. Just for kicks, I think I'm gonna put some reverb on here. And usually I just use the bottom mic for reverb. Let me set a send up here. I really just like to use that high end to get a reverb and less of a point. So you'll see what I mean in a second. I really like the presets in this plugin. This is the Lexicon LXP Native plugin. Just messing with you. So yeah, that all gets adjusted in the context of the mix, your reverb time and all that. I just wanted to show you, you know, because a dry sounding snare just sounds weird sometimes. But so there you go. I really, like I said in the other videos, I really like this plugin. It makes things simple, and if you need to, you know, correct your tone or get a different sound out of whatever snare drum, you know, you can really shape a snare drum depending on what kind of EQ you give it. That sounds like paper. And that gives you more ring. Actually. Let me show you the bottom snare mic while I got the video recording. This actually might be a little bit on the high end. That sounds pretty good. Yep, and combine those with the overhead mics, and it should sound pretty decent. Like I said, put that reverb. Probably want to roll off some low end. And it is. All right, so there you go. That's the Waves Hybrid Equalizer on a snare drum. This is Adam from realhomerecording.com. I'll see you next time.